This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mount Sinai falls to Greene County Tech tonight. A hard-fought comeback for the Bombers, just fell short at the end. 67-63, the Golden Eagles winning it for their first conference victory of the season. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Well, Mount Sinai had two players in double figures. Wyatt Gilbert led the way with 18 points. 12 of those came in the fourth quarter, and all 12 of those were from behind the arc. 15 on the night for Matt Jones, 8 for Luke Cruz before he fouled out, 6 points each for Colton Peters and Talon Benton, and 5 each for Hunter Bashirs and Baylor Cresilius. For Greene County Tech, they ended up with 3 players in double figures. Leading the way was Zane Butler with 25 points, 16 on the night for Peyton Laubach, 12 for Brendan Chambers off the bench, and including that free throw there at the end. Well, with 4.5 seconds left, they pretty much iced it for the Golden Eagles. 8 on the night for Cade Kinsella, and 3 each for Jake Bolin and Dawson Greer. One tie, one lead change in this game. Mount Sinai with 11 turnovers, Greene County Tech with 9. It was actually a while before Greene County Tech really committed hardly any turnovers. But in that second half, especially in the fourth quarter, the defense kind of stepped up for the Bombers to allow them to try to make the comeback, but just, again, came up short. And so with the loss, Mount Sinai drops to 5-9 on the season, 0-2 in the 5A East. Greene County Tech is going to improve to 11-2, that is. Well, let me try that again. Greene County Tech is going to improve to 12-2 on the season, 1-1 in conference play. So, again, Mount Sinai falls to Greene County Tech 67-63. Lady Bombers fared better, though. They needed overtime, but they got their first conference victory of the season, 56-48 over the Lady Eagles. So that's going to wrap up to tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come this Friday night. It'll be their first road test of 5A East action for Mount Sinai as they take on the Rams of Paragould. And we hope you'll join us for that broadcast Friday night. Until then, I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you all for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to live coverage of Bomber basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7. This broadcast has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Be sure to catch our next broadcast as Mountain Home travels to Paragould this coming Friday. That's January the 8th, and the Lady Bombers will, of course, start that broadcast with tip-off at 6 o'clock. So be sure not to miss it. This is your voice of the Bombers, Classic Hits 101.7.